I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. I am Fred, a different kind of show. You'll find out why. You can always email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, American Forces, guys and gals, you stay healthy. Sports Byline, Sports Map, radio stations like KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas. We'll be joined by the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini. We'll be joined by Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans. Maybe Matthew Diabas, sports historian, will discuss the LIV PGA nonsense. He's got a strong opinion on that, but there is so much to talk about, including the fact that I don't know what's going on with our media, but obviously, we no longer get ESPN, the Sports Weekly. Obviously, we don't get so many different sports magazines that we used to get. And now The Athletic has let go of one third of its people. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't think it's a well-read thing. And yet they're getting rid of one third of the people that they're paying. I understand money is tight, but can it be that tight? Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. You know, talking about the press, the media, and whatever, the Dodger game on Thursday night ended about 10:30. Guess what? Friday's paper didn't mention it in the LA Times nor the LA Daily News. Now, I've talked to people that have written for papers. It used to be 11:30 or 11:45 was the deadline. Well, now, apparently, it's 10:30 because they did not get into Friday's papers. Any comments about that? SportsFred@AOL.com, SportsFred@AOL.com. And Trent Dilfer, former quarterback, now the head coach at UAB, has a different slant on NIL and the portal. He really does. His slant basically is, well, I'm coaching at UAB. My job is to help the kids as much as possible. If they can go to another school, a bigger school, give them more money, I'm going to push them in that direction. Your comments about that. SportsFred@AOL.com, SportsFred@AOL.com. Back on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. See store for details.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
Limited at a time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one, redeemable in store only.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Sportsfred@aol.com. With Mark Mancini, the World Tour Sports Handicapper, and Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojan. He now runs Galaxy Sports out of Pennsylvania. Art, you've had more than a week to think about LIV and PGA as your mind changed? Have you thought a little bit more about it? What's going on as far as that is concerned, in your opinion?
I don't think anybody really knows what the nuances are. I don't think anybody really knows what's going on. Now you have Congress and the Senate looking at it. There's a lot of things that are kind of being hung out to dry. You have the commissioner of the PGA Tour, Tom Monahan, underwent a stent operation on his heart because of all the stress he's been under. Fred, I don't think they're anywhere near where they hoped they would be after 10, 12, 14 days. So the only thing I could tell you is the U.S. Open is going on in L.A., first time in 75 yeah. years. You know, the guys had a great day on Thursday. It looks like the course is a lot tougher today. You know, you let me know. Everybody seems to indicate that they know, but nobody really knows what's going on with the PIF.
Mark, do you know what's going on with the PGA and LIV?
Well, I do know that, you know, Saudi Arabia and China got a lot of money. And, you know, I've seen this in the NBA with the Chinese and the NBA. I've seen it with the LVGA taking money. I've seen it with the WWE. And, you know, let's face it. I mean, we were still driving our cars taking Saudi Arabia oil. So, I mean... I don't know what to say on this thing. I mean, you know, it's just that I guess whoever has the most money wins.
All right.
You know what the bottom line is, actually, Fred? The bottom line is very simple. PGA Tour got spent much like the Russians did under, you know, Gorbachev when Reagan spent them into infinity. Basically, the PGA Tour got $15 to $25 billion, made themselves whole, and now they're trying to figure out how they make this all come to fruition.
Legally, we'll find out if there's an antitrust problem here down the road. Certainly, we'll find out about that. Hey, but Mark, you mentioned the NBA. Ja Morant, 25 games for showing guns a couple of times or three times. Your comments, 25 games enough, 25 games too many games. Mark, what about the suspension of Ja Morant?
Well, I will tell you this, and I always allude to like football. People kind of look at the most important position, or they always get behind it, or it's a 15-minute car chase. We need a quarterback. We need a running back. We need a wide receiver. Football is won in the trenches. You need an offensive line or a defensive line. The same thing in the NBA. They can make all the money they want. They can tell me what they're doing, and it's global and this and that. But if you don't clean up your own house, these are the kind of problems we have. And they just kind of look at it like, well, okay, you know, it's another player and we'll deal with it. But this is a serious issue. They're putting a Band-Aid on a situation that should have been addressed from the start.
I agree with you. Art, what do you think about 25 games?
You know, honest to God, you know, he's waving guns around. He's a young kid. I think he needs help. I think they ought to put him in to a situation where he understands that you can't be hanging out with the wrong people and expect to do the right things. And I think 25 games might be a little too much, but then again, they might be saving his life if he gets the right help, Fred. And that's the bottom line. I mean, at this point in time, John Morant is a player probably amongst the top 10 in the NBA, but his life is far more important than his career. And that's how I view it. And I just hope that he understands that. And he needs to hang around with a higher ilk of people.
Fred, can I?
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
I wanted to address it. And I kind of use, I don't want to kind of split off in another direction here. But I was sitting around here this week and I couldn't help but bring this to the forefront with the LA City Council and the embezzlement and everything. I think what we've lacked today in today's society is accountability. I mean, we vilify everything else, but when it's looking in our own backyard, we don't address it. And if that was you and I or the rest, you know, Artie or something on this show, and you can even throw Matthew in on this, our great guest, but we'd be thrown in jail on embezzlement.
It's called democracy for the few, Mark. There's rules for those, and there's rules for everybody else.
The Players Association said the 25 games is far too many games, so they're going to battle the commissioner on that. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. So if you run the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson, I think he's making $30 or $40 million a year. He hasn't played a full season out of Duke. Would you trade him or would you keep him, Art? What would you do?
First thing I do is I send him to a fat farm. I mean, I'm not joking yet. Yeah, he needs to lose 45 pounds or he's going to have problems the rest of his career. Okay? Bottom line, let's get real here. When he played at Duke and they ran his ass up and down the court, he was in great shape. Now, you know, his feet, his calves, the guy is incredibly talented, Fred. He needs to push himself away from the table.
Mark, do you agree with Art? Would you pay him? Would you not pay him? What would you do?
Well, I'd have an incentive clause tied into that contract. If you don't perform, we're not paying you. And when I look at him, I think he's a bright kid. I mean, you come out of Duke, a great school, great leadership with Krzyzewski and everything, and then you get in the NBA, and it's like you forget what you learned.
Yeah. You know, you talked about a great
Fred, the most important thing is you got to be there every night for your teammates.
Yeah,
that's what people don't understand.
It gets back to accountability again.
You paid X amount of dollars to be successful. You have to be there for your teammates.
Yeah. Are we now joined by Matthew Diabas?
That's me.
Matthew's now with us. All right. So what do you think about the fact that you got 25 games? Enough games? Not enough games? What do you think?
I mean, you're waving a gun around. It's like what Artie said earlier. I mean, you know, hey, you got to rise above it. Now you're in the NBA. You are basically when you're playing major league, any type of sport, you know, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, or NFL, you're now a hero. Well, even if you're a marginal player, you are in the public eye. You represent, and the whole public is looking at you. That's like, there are certain inhibitions that you have to accept. There are certain responsibilities. It's like what Bill James once wrote. He said, pro athletes are heroes. That's their job. You're a hero now, whether you like it or not. You know, especially your talent like John Morant. you got to basically, you got to rise above whatever muck you came out of. You got to rise above it, man. In other words, there's some things you have to get above, you know, if not childish things, dangerous yeah. milieus where you once came from. In other words, hey, you're sacrificing yourself, even if you're not really doing anything, you know, you're putting yourself where you're tarnishing yourself and tarnishing the team by extension. So in a sense, you know, the fact that Moran is not rising above that, that is a failing. I think, yeah, he needs a shock to the system. There has to be a shock to the system. And you got to say, hey, you know, you got to grow up, kid. Okay. Time to be a man now. Okay.
Matthew DeBus, a sports historian. Later, we're going to talk and put you on the spot as far as the LIV and PGA. And I got an opinion. I have a thought on what side you might be on. We'll talk later about that. Yeah. Mark, Zach LaVine from UCLA and Chicago Bulls, they're going to trade him. He's a very talented guy. Why are they trading him, Mark?
I don't know what they're doing in Chicago. I had a chance to talk to this kid a couple of years ago. I like him. I think he's got a good head on his shoulders. Might be a money issue. I don't know what the Bulls are doing, because when I saw Butler get moved out the door, now you're getting LaVine. They brought in the big guy from Orlando. I thought, watch, this Bulls team's going to get back to the Jordan-esque years. But I don't know. I don't know. You know, some of these teams, it's a constant rebuilding. The other teams, it's they don't rebuild, they retool.
Mark, do you think, Mark, what do you think? Yeah. Mark, what do you think?
Personally, I think the Chicago Bulls are in big trouble right now. And first of all, the East has probably six good teams, and they're not amongst those teams yet. And the bottom line is you need to build a team atmosphere. And I don't know who's running that particular program, but I'm not real impressed at what they've been able to accomplish the last 5 to 7 years.
All right, folks, we'll take a break here. I'll come back on Sports Overnight America and play some Barron Sports Trivia. And since we have Matthew with us, we'll play a three-way situation as far as Barron Sports Trivia is concerned. We'll put the sports historian on the spot and come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. We're with Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, with our sports, Alex in Sports, and Matthew Diabas, sports historian. We'll play some Barron sports trivia, started by my cousins Lisa and Andy, and we'll see what these guys get right and don't get right. And Art, before we start, oh no, you're on the phone. We can't do it, but you can tell us quickly. You've got to be taking some legal.
You know, like I said, Fred, we're on late night TV radio. I got to have my Prevagen. I got to have my Awaken because it keeps me rolling. And then my new one is Pro Focus. Gives me that cutting edge focus.
Pro Focus. All right. Let's focus. Let's focus, Mark Mancini.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's focus, Mark Mancini. Ryan Sandberg of the Cubbies at one point held the home run record for second baseman. Who bested him? Who ended up with many more home runs than Ryan Sandberg playing second base in the major leagues? Mark Mancini. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark.
I'm going up against Artie and Matt. Boy, two historians here. I'm going to throw it out there. God, it's either one or the other, I would think. I want to say Craig Biggio or Chuck Knobloch.
It's a guy from Baltimore, because I was just looking this up, because one time Dave Johnson had the record for second baseman, 43 home runs, but I think like two, three
not,
years
not ago. Not one year.
No, guy from the Orioles.
We're talking career. Career home runs.
Oh, shoot.
Career home runs.
Total career home runs.
Total career home runs.
I thought you were talking about single season.
Yeah.
I was going to say Davey Johnson. But
Joe Morgan.
Total career, you're saying –
Joe Morgan, yeah. I would go with Joe Morgan, yeah.
So the sports historian will go with Joe Morgan. Mark, who did you go with again?
I'm gonna go with Joe Morgan myself, because I think it was Joe Morgan too.
Well, you're both wrong.
I'm gonna go with the most loved guy by all sports writers, Jeff Kent.
Why would you say Jeff Kent?
God, he got it
right.
Jeff Kent is correct. Even at 126 years of age, Art Source, pretty sharp, no question about that. He passed him in 207. All right, Art, here's your question.
Wow.
Where did Jeff Kent end his major league career, Art Source?
Oh yeah.
San Francisco Giants, huh?
Did he finish with the Giants? That's the question.
Can I rescind that and go with the New York Mets?
New York Mets, okay. Mark Mancini, is it the New York Mets or San Francisco Giants?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to throw the Cleveland Indians in the mix here. I think he played in Cleveland. He played with the Dodgers, I know that. I'm saying Cleveland.
So you say Cleveland, okay. Sports historian, Matthew Diabas, the spot is
he played with the Giants, but I don't think he finished with the Giants. He ended up I think it's either Cleveland. I know one of those because that was Matt Williams. He played with the Giants and later managed the Nats and all that. Now, I'll go with Cleveland because I'm not – sure, where he went after with the Giants, man. I'm not sure.
Well, so far, all of you are wrong. So,
okay, you have to hit, Fred. Come on, baby.
Where do you end up?
A hint? Arch rival to the Giants.
Oh, wow. A's, man. Holy cow.
What do you say?
He finished with the Dodgers?
Dodgers.
Oh, A's.
Dodgers.
Wow.
Jeff Kent ended with the Dodgers, which is he actually played 2 to 3 years with the Dodgers. Ooh. See how quickly things change? Yeah. Okay. This will be Mark. Mark, you're the youngest of, well, you're younger than Artie. And of course, I'm 39. So who was the Angels? Who was the Angels' first manager? Mark, who was the Angels' first manager?
Angels' first manager, Bobby Winkles? No.
No.
Daryl Johnson? No.
We're talking 1961. We're talking
John McNamara?
No. Fred Haney.
Well, Fred Haney managed the Braves. You say he was the first Angel manager?
I see Bobby Winkles.
Bobby Winkles.
No, Winkles was in the 70s. Winkles was in the 70s. Okay.
All right. Fred Haney. Your medicinal. Try your focus here.
I'm going to say it one more time. Bill Rigney.
Bill Rigney's right again. I don't know what's going on here, but he's getting. I think he's stealing my questions. I don't know how you're doing it from 3,000 miles away, Art, but you're getting.
Boy, Artie might have to have Sprint Start sponsoring the show. He's always on the phone picking these things up.
That's right. Haney was the GM. Not the manager. He was the GM. I got confused. Yeah, it was Bill Rigney, Cricket, old Cricket. Yeah.
But as a sports historian, don't you have to have a guy who's 126 years of age, like Art Sar, some credit for being so sharp in the middle of the night?
I'd like $4,500 in credit, please.
Fred, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
It looks like the Angels are at the crossroads with Ohtani. I would just move him and get about 10 prospects. And the other question of that thing is, how does a guy get nominated for an MVP if the team is still a last place team?
All he can do is hit home runs and pitch well. That's all he can do. You know, he's not like, it's not like basketball where you're feeding, you're passing the ball like the Joker and things like this, as well as scoring. He can't do any more than he's doing. And 444 feet to home runs is pretty fantastic, I would say. And he's got more than 20 as we speak on Sports Overnight America. All right, Art. Okay, Mark, Art, if you get this right, I'm going to faint. Okay, you ready?
Want you to get in trouble, Fred.
Former Angel manager who was once Babe Ruth's roommate. Former Angel manager. What?
Yeah.
His name was Reese.
Angel manager who was at one point Babe Ruth's roommate.
Reese. His name's last name was Reese. I forget the name.
Pee-wee Reese.
No, not Pee-wee. It was, his name was Fred Reese or something like that. But his last name was Reese.
He had the best go back last, in the world.
Art, try again.
It's not Jimmy Reese?
No.
Really?
Well, Reese was with the Yankees.
Well, I'm going to have to go Jimmy Reese.
I mean, Reese was with the Yankees. He was with Reese.
It might have been Reese, too. But how about Lefty Phillips? Also, Lefty Phillips was.
Oh, Lefty Phillips was, there you go. That's a great name.
Oh,
that's
wonderful. Oh, yeah. He managed the Angels. I didn't know he was with Ruth, though. I didn't know that. But Jimmy Reese, I think, was a teammate of Ruth. Late 20s, early 30s. I can swear to it.
No, he was. Jimmy Reese, I think, was too. Lefty Phillips, I think, was also. And that's about it for.
Hey, has anybody seen Gene Mock lately?
Barrett Sports Trivia. You know, historian, talk about Gene Mock. I mean, obviously, he knew what he was doing on the baseball field.
Gene Mock went through the toughest, one of the great managers, the Little Colonel, had great seasons with Philadelphia, blew a 8-game lead with like 10 games to play. Then he came to the Angels, had the Angels at the cusp of winning a world title, and, you know, the Hindu Henderson game took that away from him. I mean, the guy had a black cat in his career, but what a
Mock
great manager.
Mock wasn't exactly as great as people imagine. I mean, in terms of articulating strategy and teaching the game, but he only had that one great season with the Phillies in 64. And of course he choked that thing. I mean, I still consider what when the Phillies blew that thing, losing 10 straight with 12 the last 12 games of the season, is the greatest choke in MLB history.
Wow, even better than 1978.
Oh, even thing is, even the Red Sox came back a little bit to tie the thing and force that one game playoff with the Yankees, which they lost in 78. But with Mauk, I mean, you had a 6.5 game lead with 12 left to play. All you had to do was win three games, and you lose 10 in a row, and you finish two games back like that. You talk about a choke. That is, I still say that's the greatest choke in MLB.
Let's go back and look at that team that he had. Let's look at that team with Johnny Callison, Richie Allen. Don't you know? Call me Dick Allen. They had the great pitcher, the right-hander that was in Congress. Jim Bunning. They had a lot of great players on that team.
Well, the thing was though, there was an injury. Oh, was it the regular first baseman got hurt, and the Phillies management couldn't find an adequate replacement to fill the gap at first base. Plus, all he had was those two pitchers, Bunning and Short. Dennis Bennett, he had a four-man rotation. Dennis Bennett blew his arm out. And plus, he put John Mahaffey, basically, he banished John Mahaffey during that stretch run when he really needed him. And basically, he overused Bunning in his last 12 games. And that's one of the reasons why the Phillies choked him.
I got an Art Mahaffey baseball card. I don't know what it's worth.
Yeah, Art Mahaffey. And here's another thing. I remember the Philadelphia Inquirer did a 20-year retrospective on that 64 team, and a lot of those Phillies players said Mauk got them. There were times when he drove them crazy because he wouldn't stop chirping and all that. And basically, he said by season's end, they were so tight you couldn't pull a needle out of their rear ends with a tractor. But also, in that stretch run, the umpires hated Gene Mauk. He was an umpire baiter, worse than Earl Weaver. And they said, and during that stretch run, a lot of the Phillies players said, umpires got some payback, and some of those lost games, he said they got those borderline calls, and he said they were going against the Phillies, and yeah, payback time and all that. Yeah, so hey.
Okay, that's it for Barron Sports Trivia. Come back and talk LIV and PGA and a whole lot of things
right
all straight away this evening right now on Sports Overnight.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
N617. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug. Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at straighttalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
This is Ron Barr. I got a great suggestion for you. Father's Day is coming up, and if you really want to give him something I know he'll like, give him the Omaha Steaks Dad's Favorite Grill Pack. I guarantee he'll say, wow, this is great. Your dad doesn't need another electronic gadget. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the Dad's Favorite Grill Pack for just $99.99, and you'll get 8 free burgers. Your gift package includes bacon-wrapped fillets, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. Trust me, I've had them all, and your dad will love them, and it's a Father's Day gift you and your dad will always remember. From experience, I can tell you, Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. So surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsbrit@aol.com. Our source is with us, Mark Mancini and a sports historian, Matthew DiAbbasi, with us. And Matthew, the last few shows, we've been discussing the LIV and the PGA. And I said to myself and then said on the air here that to me, it's very similar, but maybe even worse from some aspects. 1936, the Olympic Games in Berlin, Hitler had taken over. The Kristallnacht had not taken place till 38. So it wasn't that, you know, it was horrible, but it wasn't the murders coming at, you know, the 6 million hadn't started really yet. But still, it was Berlin Olympics. Avery Brundage, we find out, is a Nazi lover and does lots of business with the Nazis and the Germans. Brings our Olympic team there, and the two Jewish runners couldn't run in the 1500 meter run, and whatever the case. I compare that to what we've done here with the LIV and the PGA, because what's happening to women in Saudi Arabia, what's happening to gays in Saudi Arabia, similar to what's happening in Jews in 1936, not later, but in 1936 to the Jews in Germany. And I think this is just going to give them more strength. And Matthew DiAbbasi, I don't know your opinion, but I think I have a hunch what direction you're going to take here. But what do you think of the LIV PGA get together?
Very Matthew, quiet.
Matthew, what do you think of the LIV PGA?
I don't know. Hey, Fred, I don't know if he's on.
Oh, I think we lost Matthew.
I think he did.
That's very interesting. See, technical.
I almost lost me too, friend.
Life is not easy in the middle of
the
night.
You know, Fred, on that question, I've got a nephew. As we speak, he's been visiting like 15 countries in 2 years. He's got a good friend. He's in Kuwait. Then he's going to Dubai. Yeah, that's pretty scary. I said, man, may the power of the Lord be with you, man. I don't know if I'd be going to that country right about now, but. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Going Art, out there, foreign travel.
Art, don't you think this LIV PGA deal gives the Saudi Arabians more strength to continue in the direction that they're going?
You know, the PIF is worth like $16 or $17 trillion.
Yeah.
Dollars. Fred, what's that key word we always talk about on this show?
Greed.
It starts with a G and ends with a D.
But I'm just talking morality-wise. Don't you think it's giving them more
morality
strength?
Since the morality police have been let out, let me say this, okay, Fred? Last time I checked, the Saudis didn't kill 6 million Jews.
Okay, but I'm not talking. Mark, that's what I already. Hang on. That's what I. You're not listening to me. I'm saying 1936. I'm not saying starting in 1938. There was a big difference in Germany. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying after 38 and Kristallnacht, the night of the broken glass and all that. Believe me, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking before, where they treated Jews horribly. They didn't want to deal with, you know, you couldn't work if you were Jewish. You had to do certain jobs. I'm sorry.
Are you a biblical guy? Do you understand where everything's going to break down in our world according to the Bible?
I'm the least religious human being on earth.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to tell you. based on the Bible, everything's going to break down in the Middle East. And I don't think it's going to be the Saudi Arabians we're going to have to fear. I think it might be the Iranians and the Iraqis coupled with the Syrians. That's just my opinion.
Right.
But, you know, I hate to see sports get dragged into this kind of political argument, because the bottom line is we all want to watch the best golfers in the world get along and
right.
be as good as they can. And, you know, there's enough politics going on in the world. And I do see your point, Fred. I see where you're headed with all this, because I understand that doing the right thing with women and making the right decisions. I mean, it's a new world we live in. But I think we got to give them a chance and move along from people's past indiscretions. I think if we have an open heart and we have an open mind, we can actually breach these differences and overcome them. That's where I'm coming from.
All right, let me ask you a question. The Russians attacked the Ukrainians. How many have they killed? How many have they murdered? I don't want them in the Paris Olympics. Do you want them in the Paris Olympics?
I really don't, to be perfectly frank.
Okay, so what's the difference?
What they did is wrong. What they did is, again, because of greed, because they need those 13 nuclear power plants in Ukraine, and they need the grain from Ukraine to feed the 290 million Russian people.
I agree.
Okay? Bottom line.
But I don't want their flag there. Their athletes, fine. I don't want the Russian flag in Paris. And you know, and I know.
The Olympics, did they not compete like as individual athletes from the Russian?
No, in fact, I'll tell you, in 1948, they didn't allow Germany in the Olympic Games. So it's happened before. I'm just saying that to me, that's the same thing as the Saudi Arabian thing. You're just giving the Russians strength if you allow them to compete under the Russian flag.
Fred, if I can chime in on it, then the real problem then, if we look at this in a whole, is what I alluded to earlier with the LPGA taking the money, the WWE taking the money, the NBA taking the money, and getting back to we didn't stop driving cars when we were taking the Saudi Arabian oil.
No, I'm not. And that was, in my mind, it's incorrect. In my mind, that's giving them more
drill,
strength.
Baby, drill.
And that's in my mind, hey, look at what we can get away with as long as we've got the money and we have the oil. And that's, I think that's sickening, and it's disheartening.
Let me ask you a question. 5 years ago, we didn't need the Saudi Arabian oil. It would have been a lot easier to deal with them then than it is now. When
True.
Joe Biden goes out yeah. and spends like it's a weekend in Vegas.
No, but I mean, I'm not a Biden fan. This is not a political show. But again, you have to balance out, you know, what it does to the atmosphere versus not the atmosphere. All I'm saying is that, to me, right now, the Saudi Arabians have become lowlifes. They got the money to act like they want to. Muskogee and the whole deal, the 9/11, and I don't know how many, 15 of the 19 on the plane.
Let me ask you a question. Why did the commissioner of the PGA go in bed with him? Because he was going broke.
Right. So,
bottom line.
Right. So what they did by giving him the money is give themselves strength. And Monahan, and I hope he gets better, made a bad mistake. What?
Isn't that called sports washing last time?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's just, to me, it's...
The NFL does the same thing. The NBA does the same thing in China.
But right now, again, every time you turn on the television and they've got a reporter in Saudi Arabia, and you see the women having to wear the things and the whole routine and the stories about the game.
I heard they're allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia now. That's progress. I don't know how they caught, but I've heard they're allowed to drive.
Folks, that's progress, I guess, yeah. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. a lot of them apparently driving in Los Angeles. Sports Fred at a, based on the accident ratio here. Sports Fred at AO.com. Sports Overnight America talking this, that, and everything else. Hopefully Matthew Diabas will come back with us. I don't know how he lost. Technically, things sometimes happen in the middle of the night. Yeah. I want to talk about something else here. Trent Dilfer, former quarterback, you know, average quarterback, backup quarterback, but okay, he's a coach now at UAB. He's taken a different stand than any other coach. Talking about the NIL and the transfer portal, he says, no, wait a minute. It's our job to make these kids as happy as they want to be and make them as much money as they can possibly make. So if a quarterback wants to leave us to go to a bigger school where he can make more money through NIL, I'm totally in favor of that. Art, you're a former player with the Rams and before that with USC. Your comments about what Trent Dilfer said.
Well, that's an amazing take. I would not see Nick Saban or Kirby Smart making that move. But then again, he's dealing with lesser athletes at, at South Alabama. So maybe he's giving the kids a chance to come there and learn under him because he is a great coach. He proved it, you know, at the school in Nashville, the high school. And the guy did win a world title for Baltimore. So, you know, I was kind of amazed that ESPN kind of cast him aside the way they did, Fred. But I'm happy to see him having success as a head football coach.
No, but what he's basically saying is that because he can't make the kids under NIL as much money at UAB as he can make at Alabama under Saban, my job is to make the kid as much money as possible and as happy as possible. So, I mean, Saban, there's nobody
there that he can go on to a bigger school and make all that money.
Right. I mean, Saban and Kirby Smart don't have to worry about that, because their kids can make as much as anybody, or USC or UCLA,
you know,
or something.
Kirby Smart does have to worry about, though, Fred. His entire program is under a huge, huge spotlight right now, because they can't keep guys off the road drunk, and it's really causing problems down in Athens.
Yeah, of course. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm going to stick with a guy like Trent Dilfer because he understands, you know, and what's going on. He can't keep a kid there. And if a kid wants to move out and better himself, more power to him. I will tell you, Deion Sanders is going to change the culture in Colorado.
Folks, what Mark is saying is that of the kids that were on the roster last year, I think only 10 remain under Deion.
And Fred and Artie, I think it's a fair point to say there's a lot of people in this country that don't think women deserve as much money as men do. And I think there's some prominent women, if they can get it, more power to them. I just think, you know, you're paying athletic directors, you're paying coaches, but you don't want to put the kids, you know, and pay them. You say, well, it's a college education, it costs this much and everything. Yeah, but if I buy the kid a hot dog from Cupid's, then I got to go on probation for a year. And I don't think that's fair at all.
Gary used to walk around dropping $20 bills so the kids could have hamburgers for dinner. And the NCAA chased his ass all over the planet.
All right, we're going to take a break and talk some more with the guys right here on Sports Overnight.
We'll be right back. One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America, along with Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, and Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans. Very quickly, I want to talk about the Southeastern Conference. Most Big Five power conferences play 9 conference games. The SEC only plays 8, which means that they can play some weaklings outside of their conference, because starting in 2024, of course, we're going to have 12 teams in the playoffs. And I predict, since they're only going to play 8 games in 2024, 8 conference games, there's going to be 5 or 6 from the SEC. Mark, should they not play 9 like the rest of the conferences do? Or you think it's okay for them to play 8 and then play schools like Yeshiva and things like that? Kidding. Not
the fact that I think what we can all agree on here is, I think when you look at college football, the SEC is the bar. I think you could put the Pac-12 and the Big Ten together. The SEC is so powerful. If they're getting a cream puff thrown in there, who cares? I've been a firm believer of if you're a top 10 college school, let's knock out these rivalries, play a top 10 schedule, be really more exciting. But unfortunately, we've got to see a Northwestern play in Ohio State because it's in the conference. But I think we're going to start to
– Let me ask you a question. With Oklahoma and Texas going into the SEC West, would the fourth-place team in the SEC West win the national title?
Yeah. But yeah. Shouldn't they have to play 9 games like the rest of the conferences?
Of course they should. They shouldn't get Wofford College or the Richmond Spiders or Mercer. No, play a real schedule. Get Notre Dame on the schedule. Go play Washington.
Yeah.
Go play Oregon.
Go play Penn State. Let's see what you got, baby.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Art. Thank you, Matthew. Hope you come back. I love Matthew and took over the show. Along with Mark, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.